This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Welcome back in, everybody. We're going to continue some basketball talk. Phil Cunningham, he's the men's head basketball coach for the Troy Trojans, joining us on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Hey, Coach, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Good morning to you all.
I hope you're doing better than me. My voice is barely operational this morning, Coach, and there's a big basketball game tonight to call. Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns come in. The league leaders come in to Troy tonight. And the Trojans are starting off their final two home games. There's a lot about tonight's game that is of some significant importance for both teams.
Right. Well, we're in the group that is just jammed up there in the middle of the standings. It's interesting. Our league is very similar to the SEC this year in the sense that we've got a couple teams that are outside everybody else. And then you've got about eight teams that are just all one or two games removed from being either second, the third or fourth, or eighth or ninth. So these last 2 weeks are going to be really important. And we've got a real challenge beginning tonight because we played probably the best team. Not probably. They are definitely the best team in the league in Louisiana Lafayette tonight. And then probably the second, after Louisiana Lafayette, the second hottest team in Monroe on Saturday on Senior Day. So we've got a challenging two-game stand ahead. But we're at home, and we've been playing well. We've won four out of five. So we're excited about having a chance to play the league leader tonight.
This is what I've got. In a three-way tie right now, the Trojans are in with ULM and South Alabama in a three-way tie for fourth, and the top four seeds get a first-round bye in the Sun Belt Conference tournament in a couple of weeks, so a lot to play for there. Is this this matchup tonight, is this one where you know what they do? You played them before. That maybe there's an advantage in having seen them before this year.
I think so. We played them very on a one game turnaround last time, and here's the thing that stands out about their team is if you look at their roster, they returned four starters from last year. But the key to their teams, what's made them push them, and those four starters are really talented, led by Frank Bartley, fifth year senior transfer from BYU. But what's really taking their team to that next level is they had three high major transfers sitting out last year. They had a point guard from South Carolina. They had a big forward, a Gant from the University of Missouri, and they had a small forward, about 6'6", wing from USC. And when those guys all sat out last year, so they're fourth-year juniors. They've been around the high major programs, got recruited at a high level. And so when we played them on that first night, that's the first time we'd seen those three guys in person. Now, we obviously had seen them on video and such in preparation, but seeing them on the court and just some little nuances they all have about them really makes a difference. I think we'll be more prepared. They're pretty vanilla. They don't do a whole lot of tricky things. They just come at you. They play hard. They play together. They're really precise in what they do offensively. And at the end of the day, they've just got the best players in the league and a bunch of them. And what I mean by all that is just there's in conclusion, there's not a lot of room for error. But I think we match up well with them.
Let's talk about some of those matchups. You mentioned their players. Jordan Venardo for you. He had 30 on Saturday at Appalachian State. And, of course, Wesley Person has been a known commodity for your program for 4 years now. Can you talk about the matchups as you see it with those two players?
Yeah, Jordan is he's a really versatile player. I think that's his strength, his versatility. He has the ability to step out and shoot the three. He's not shooting a great percentage, but he's got a good, clean-looking stroke, and he shoots it well enough that you have to come out and guard him. And then for a guy of his size, he's good enough to put the ball on the floor, knows how to play, can get around you and make plays for himself and drop it off to others. And then, of course, he's always been able to score around the basket. He just has a natural ability and a soft touch around the basket to score, and he's scoring offensive glass and hit free throws. So he's a versatile player who's really playing well down the stretch here. I still don't think he has the athleticism he has before he had that stress fracture in his foot, but his timing is back. He's really in a good rhythm right now. And as you mentioned about Wes Person, he is definitely a known commodity. Probably to his detriment right now. One of the things he's really struggled in league play is shooting the threes. He's at 31% right now. And, Barry, I think part of that, and you'll know it because you've been with us this whole time along the way for this ride with Wes, is he has been such an integral part of our team for so long. Everybody has a game plan against him. I mean, they know when you play Troy, you know, you better do a good job on Wes Person. Everybody has a plan, and they stick to it. They put their best defender on him, and he's really struggled. But I think he's, you know, the key to our team down the stretch. I mean, there's no, it's not rocket science. We need him to jump up and start making some shots that he hasn't been making lately, and he's very well capable of doing so.
Troy in Louisiana coming up tonight at 7:15, and it's on ESPN3 this evening. And then the regular season ends at home on Saturday. The regular season home schedule ends on Saturday against ULM, senior day for your club. And it's against a team that is, as you mentioned, maybe as hot as anybody in the Sun Belt Conference right now. Can you give us a preview of when the Warhawks come in Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, Barry, ULM's a team that they played. It's interesting. They played all year a traditional type lineup, meaning they have a 6'11 center that starts and they back him up with two 6'8, 6'9 kids, and then they kind of play up natural power forward and a small forward and two guards. But the great irony about this game is when we were at their place, we jumped all over them in the first half, had a 14-point lead. And it kind of forced them. We said, okay, they've got to do something drastically different when you're down 14. So we thought they'd change defense, maybe start pressing us, maybe start zoning us. What they did, they changed their lineup. They went to a small lineup, and they basically playing three guards and two small forwards, almost like a five-guard lineup. They outscored us 19 in the second half and beat us down there. And they've just taken off since. They won their next game. The only loss they've had in that stretch is Louisiana Lafayette, who's obviously the best in the league. Beat them. But other than that, they went to the two Georgia schools that swept Georgia State and Georgia Southern on the road, which is extremely difficult to do. Came back last weekend, beat the two Texas schools at home. Another tough challenge to make happen. So they're really hard to guard right now, the way they spread out and shoot the three with all those guys, the way they space on the floor. And it'll be a game that puts us in a quandary. You know, we play big. We play a natural big lineup. And our question is, do we take one of our big guys, which would mean we're taking one of our best players off the floor just to match up with them, or can we hold them defensively well enough to make them pay on the other end by throwing the ball inside? So it's a really a game that comes down to matchups and which style wins out.
Final two games at home tonight, 7:15 against Louisiana Lafayette. Saturday, the game starts at 4:15 against Louisiana Monroe. $5 general admission tickets. Kids 12 and under get in free. Saturday is the final home game for several of your seniors, Yaro Moravec and Juan Davis and Kevin Baker. And it's the final home game for Wesley Person as well. For a lot of different reasons, this homestand is a big one for your club, Coach.
Yeah, there's so much at stake in terms of standing. And then you look at senior day, you know, everybody wants to play well on senior day, and we've got four seniors who have been a big part of this program and helping us build this thing back up. And, of course, Wes being a local guy in the career he's had. I mean, he's had such a fantastic career. It's meant so much to this, not only this university in terms of athletics, but just the campus overall. He's been involved in the campus life. He's been a terrific student. He's all academic, all Sun Belt, all academic team 4 years in a row. And so he's been a tremendous representative of Troy Athletics. And, you know, three of our four seniors are online to graduate. Yaro's already graduated. Wes and Juan are going to graduate in May, and then Kevin's got to finish up this summer. So we're really proud of those guys and what they've accomplished here, and we certainly like to send them out with a win this weekend.
Coach, it's a big week, and we look forward to watching your team. Hopefully I'll be able to call the games tonight, and we encourage the fans to come out. We appreciate the preview.
Well, Mary, I thought about you last night. I was listening to that baseball game. I said, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you shift from one sport to the other. We had a barn burner over on the plains last night. Now, that got your voice. So you gotta find some kind of magic to get ready for tonight, Barry.
I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it, Coach. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Coach, thank you so much. Phil Cunningham joining us here tonight. Barry, it's a lemon juice.